Hi, welcome to Childhood Nostalgia. I am Montserrat and I'm here with
Yasmin
and
Valeria.
And today we're going to be talking about childhood TV shows and imaginary friends.
Then versus now.
First, we are going to talk about how imaginary friends were then.
So a lot of us had imaginary friends when we were little. Some were mermaids, some were superheroes, some were just a friend named Bob. So, we'll ask Valeria first. Valeria, did you ever have imaginary friends?
Yes, I did. And she was the mermaid. She had a blue tail and purple hair. Or a green tail. I don't remember. She went everywhere with me. It was fun.
How about
but
you,
she did not sleep with me. That was nasty.
How about you, Monse?
I did not have any imaginary friends. I remember my friends would, like, talk about their imaginary friends. And I try to see friends. I just didn't. Like, I was already too mature to have imaginary friends.
Personally, me, Yasmin, I never had imaginary friends, but I did have the psychological phase where, because I'm the only child, so I'd make a scene up in my head and then have myself answer it. For example, I'd say, oh, let's play doctor. And I'd say, oh, are you okay to the patient? But I was also the patient. So I said, yes.
I would do that too.
So I was a doctor, the patient, the nurse. I was the door. I made the whole scene up where I was everybody because I was always lonely as a child because my aunt and uncle were older. But you guys both have siblings, so was it different for you guys?
Not really for me because of the age gap. Like, my brother is like, I think he's 11 years older. So like, when I was born, he was already in the sixth grade. So by the time I was like old enough to make up scenes in my head, he was already like older in high school. So he was mean to me though.
I was an only child until I was 5 years old. And that's more of the time where you have imaginary friends and like start playing with your toys. I don't remember, but my mom would tell me that I would play with my cousins and stuff. But when I was home, like, I just don't remember. And I feel like maybe I did play by myself, but I never had imaginary friends.
So it's just weird because back then it was such a common thing for all of us to have imaginary friends. Like, it wasn't deemed, if you were at school and you said, oh, my friend Sally, who isn't real, told me to come play with you guys, it wasn't something that was deemed as super weird or unnatural, you know? Because we were younger and times weren't as complicated, yeah?
Everybody had imaginary friends.
Mm-hmm. And that's what brought people together. Oh, my friend here, at least at my old school, some people were like, oh yeah, my friends, and then they'd become friends, like real people would become friends.
My parents would tell me that if they closed the door, like right after me, I would yell at them and say to open the door for my mermaid friend. I would get mad if they closed the door on her. She never had a name though. She was just there.
Yeah, mine was just, it was depicted upon what thing I was thinking about. So, like, if it was doctor, like, oh, nurse Trina. If it was pirates, pirate Ahoy Bob. Like, you know, just like random things like that.
And then talking about, like, your mermaid imaginary friend and then moving to TV shows, that kind of reminds me of Zuri from Jesse. Because she had an imaginary friend that was a mermaid. And remember where she had like that funeral in that one episode of Jesse?
Hey, Jesse.
Stewart now, that's a scandal.
Oh, yes.
That's a scandal. So actually, since we're on TV shows, oh, I love our TV shows when we were younger. How about you guys?
Yeah.
My brother was obsessed with Jesse. And he was already, what, like a senior? He was obsessed with Jesse. I didn't like Jesse that much.
But, like, if we looked back to what our shows, like, name a couple of shows that you loved. I loved Dora.
Dora. Lala Lovesy. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Fish Hooks.
Ooh, I love Backyardigans.
Yes.
That, when I watched it, I just got adventurous, you know?
Little Einsteins.
Mm-hmm. I would watch SpongeBob and Chavo del Ocho.
Chowder.
I didn't like Chowder.
Woody Woodpecker.
I remember I hated all the Cartoon Network shows when I was little. Now that's what I like. Like if I watch cartoons, I'll watch like Cartoon Network, which I don't really watch TV anymore. But
like it's so weird because if you think back, the TV shows have like no commercials. It'd be a 30-second commercial at most, and then it'd be right back in. And the quality was much better of our TV shows than versus now.
I think we thought the quality was better because of what we had back then. Because now, if I go back and look at my old TV shows, I'm like, sis, this quality sucks.
Yeah.
Well, not so much as how it looks, but the actual comedy in it.
Oh, yeah.
So like the comedy and the actual meaning.
I think we just think it was better because we were younger and we liked it.
Well, like, moving... Oh, go ahead.
Like, it's just not the same, like, seeing one cartoon now and seeing it then, just because we had different thoughts and...
Like, if someone fell back then, you'd be like, oh, that's funny. And if they fall now, you're like, why'd he fall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we see it as stupid just because we weren't as mature as we were when we were kids.
And that's moving, like, to the now. TV shows, I personally dislike TV shows now on the same network because they don't seem as well planned out and thought out. Like, the new ones on Disney Channel, they have a new TV show, like, every day. The Cousins Texting or whatever it's called. And then they have, like, Sunny and Craig with the snake and the guy. And, like, it just seems so... Or We Bare Bears. Oh, my goodness.
That's from Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network is
kind of... Still, like, they still have pretty good shows. They've kind of kept better. They've been on track better than Disney Channel.
Yeah, Disney Channel steered off quite a bit.
Disney Channel is too repetitive. It's about a family that has its ups and downs, but then is funny at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the whole plot of almost every single Disney Channel show.
And it gets so old so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking about how when we were little, the older shows or movies, remember when they're...
Bye!
Now, I will be asking a few classmates what were their favorite TV shows growing up and if they ever had any imaginary friends. Jenna, did you have any imaginary friends growing up?
Absolutely not. That's for losers.
Okay, and did you have any favorite TV shows as a kid?
Absolutely, it's SpongeBob.
Wow, thank you, Jenna.
You're very welcome.
Hi, we're here with Itzel and...
Merry Christmas.
Itzel, tell us what were your favorite TV shows as a kid?
Do you remember Wild Wild Wubsy?
Yes.
That was the best show ever, dude. Like,
wow.
If you watched that show, you were... No, never mind. I can't say you're cool because, like, we didn't talk about being cool in kindergarten at all.
Did you have any imaginary friends?
Did you?
It's a yes or no question.
It's a no.
Okay. Thank you, Itzel.
I'm here with Abby. Abby, did you have any imaginary friends growing up?
I actually did. It lived in my closet, but I was scared of it, so it wasn't really my friend.
Oh, okay. Nice. What were your favorite TV shows growing up?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
It's mine. Yeah. SpongeBob. I loved Wild Wild Webs. He is my favorite, and I cried whenever they discontinued. And Hannah Montana.
Hi, I'm here with Kenzie. Kenzie, yes. What were your favorite TV shows growing up?
Probably, like, SpongeBob. Like, are we talking, like, little, or, like, when you're, like, 8?
Like, maybe 10 and under?
Okay, like, definitely SpongeBob.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, did you have any imaginary friends growing up?
No. That's all weird.
Okay, thank you, Kenzie.
You're welcome.
Today, I'm here with Iana. Iana, what were some of your favorite TV shows growing up?
SpongeBob.
Okay, did you have any imaginary friends growing up?
No.
Okay, thank you.